You're not alone.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Salt Mines X-Wing Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the backbone of the X-Wing community. That's right, people just like you, doing what they can to get better at the game. I'm your host, Sailor Joe, and if my audio sounds off, it's because I've been messing with settings that I don't know what they do. But first, let's head into our first segment.
List building with Joe.
And it's been a couple of weeks, but if you remember in the last episode, I mentioned that I was going to have several lists to talk about in this episode. And that's true. There's a few other things that I want to talk about first. So we're going to go ahead and skip this segment, and we'll come back to it here in a minute. And for those paying attention, it's just too much work for me to move all my audio files around. So that's why they're still in this order, even though we're not doing it in that order. So with that said, let's get ahead and go into our next segment.
AMG Rules Forum.
And this week there are no new rules on the Rules Forum. So that can only mean one thing. That no one anywhere in X-Wing has a rules interaction question that must be answered. Now, who am I kidding? We both know that that's not true. Anyway, let's go ahead and dive into the rule book. And this week we are going to look at locks. And this is all a quote. Lock. Ships can lock to use their computer to acquire targeting data on environmental hazards or other ships. When a ship performs a lock action, it acquires a lock. A locking ship is a ship that is attempting to acquire a lock by performing the following steps. 1. Measure range from the locking ship to any number of objects. 2. Choose another object at range 0 to 3. 3. Assign a lock token to it with the number matching the ID marker of the locking ship. An object is locked while it has at least one lock token assigned to it. Lock tokens are red tokens. While a ship has another ship locked, it follows this rule. During the modify attack die step of a ship's attack, it can spend a lock token that it has on the defender and re-roll one or more of its attack dice. Additionally, when a ship is instructed to break a lock it has, the lock token corresponding to its ID token is removed. While acquiring a lock, it fails only if there are no valid objects to choose. A ship cannot acquire or have a lock on itself. An object can be locked by more than one ship. A ship can maintain only one lock. If a locking ship already has a lock, before the chosen object would be assigned a lock token, the ship's former lock token is removed. If an ability instructs a ship to acquire a lock, this is different than performing a lock action. A ship that acquires a lock without performing the action can still perform the target lock action this round. If a ship is instructed to acquire a lock, the object it locks must be at range 0 to 3 unless otherwise specified. Okay. That was all quite a bit of data. I hope you learned something from it. I know I did. Let's head into our main segment.
And now it's time for the main event.
Now, if this doesn't show you just how lazy I am when it comes to this podcast, I really don't know what to tell you. But I can kind of just throw a little bit out there that before I get into the main topic, which is going to be talking about the lists, I want to cover Atomic Mass Games Transmissions on grand tournaments. So, let's talk about that real quick. Grand tournaments. Basically, I'm sure many other podcasts have covered this. We have until May 1st to submit an application. And a lot of what were previously walks are going to be GTs this year, is my guess. But here's what has to be. So the applications must be submitted by May 1st. The selections will be completed by May 15th. Events will be held from June 2024 to May 2025. Once the year's GTs are selected, the schedule will be announced. The base requirements for running a GT are as follows. An event must be held in person at a legitimate public venue. The event must be open to the public. A minimum number of players required for an event for a GT is 32. The event must be able to provide terrain and tables following the specified guidelines for table setup in the GT packet. Events must have at least one dedicated event judge per 16 players, meaning that a 32-person GT must have two or more event judges. GTs must follow the relevant GT rules pack exactly and in its entirety. All GTs will be required to submit an after-action report. Details of this report will be outlined for organizers after selection. Okay, so that kind of covers the basics of what GTs are. They will be for Legion, Shatterpoint, X-Wing, Armada, and Marvel Crisis Protocol. Now, the big downside to GTs is it sounds like there will not be a world-specific event in the 25 OP season. Now, I don't know if that's the case. AMG has not commented on that, but the documents sure make it sound like there will not be a world's level event. So, with that said, I'm going to take a small break from talking about GTs because we're not done talking about GTs, but I want to dive into the lists. And that's just going to kind of show you the scatterbrainedness that is my brain right now. That goes into a whole lot of things, most of which I will talk about after I talk about the GTs. But just buckle up because this episode is going to be all over the place. So without further ado, let's start with now what I did after I got back from Worlds is I had been flying that five ship first order, the 55433 list, pretty much the whole year, with the exception of my store champ runs that I tried to do with Han. I had been flying that first order list, and I liked the list, don't get me wrong, but I wanted to not be tied down to a list. So how did I do that? Well, what I decided to do was I'll pack a little bit of extra stuff with me, and I basically made a list out of every faction, save for one. We'll talk about that, why I didn't choose that faction last. But I wanted to build a list that I thought would be fun to fly and or competitive in each faction. So we're going to start with the First Order. And I wanted to try something a little different. So for this First Order squad, I wanted to just try the 5555 list. And here's what I came up with. Major Von Reg with Marksmanship, Predator, Magpulse Warheads, and Deuterium Power Cells. Blackout with Lone Wolf, Central Scramblers, and Prockets. Wrath with Enhanced Jamming Suite, Pattern Analyzer, Ion Cannon, Predator, and Marksmanship. And then Kylo Ren and the Whisper with the Enhanced Jamming Suite, Instinctive Aim, Predator, Magpulse Warheads, and Advanced Optics. Now, I've actually flown this once. I had a good time with the list. I ended up losing the game, but it was still fun, so I didn't really care. So that's what I came up with for the first order to try. Now, I know a lot of you will look at that and be like, man, that's awful close to the Fun Police. Yeah, you're right, but I wanted to kind of put my own spin on these lists. So, moving up, we'll move to the Resistance. And for the Resistance, I chose 9 Numb with S-Foils, Pattern Analyzer, Heroic, Heavy Laser Cannon, Magpulse Warheads, Lulu Lampar with Shield Upgrade and Heroic, Covenel with Proton Cannons, Leia Organa, and R4 Astromech, and then 2 Y-Wings, Lega and Sasha, Lega with Wartime Loadout, 9 Cannon Turret, and Sasha with Wartime Loadout, Dorsal Turret, Watchful Astromech, and Seismic Charges. Now, this is a little different, but I wanted to try something that was a little bit different. So that's the Resistance. Next, we'll go to the Empire. And for the Empire, this is actually probably the list with the least amount of cards. And I'm actually okay with that because I'm bringing a lot of extra stuff with me for the sake of not having to pack and repack lists over and over again. So what do I have? I have Battle Over Endor, Colonel Jenden, Battle Over Endor, Sunter Fell, 2 Black Squadron Aces, and Vizier with Emperor Palpatine. Now, I could have gone fair off here with something else, but I just like Emperor Palpatine in this list. You've got a couple of objective runners, an ace, a heavy hitter, and then Vizier is your support piece. So it's kind of an all-around list. I haven't had a chance to fly yet, but this is what's in my kit, and I'm excited to try it. Next, we go to Scum. Yes, Scum made the cut for me. And for Scum, I've got Finn Rao with Beskar Reinforced Plating, Burnout Thrusters, and Fearless. The Mandalorian with the Child, Contraband Cybernetics. The Razor Crest Title. And for the extra illicit that we're not paying for, False Transponder Codes. Then we've got Lee Mackay with Plasma Torpedoes and R3 Astromech. We've got Bossk with Fierce or Marksmanship and Expert Handling, and Lando Calrissian with Tactical Officer and Marksmanship. Now, could have done some other things with that, but that's what I decided to go with. I'm a big fan of Magpulse. I think it should be in here, and if you didn't put Magpulse on Lima, or if you don't go with Plasma, you can put Magpulse and something else on her. But it's just something to think about. Anyway, next we've got CIS. And CIS, this is a list that I have mostly flown before. I made some minor changes to it. But we start with Dirge with Proton Cannon, Xanadu Blood, Contraband Cybernetics, and Seismic Charges. Volan Doss with Shield Upgrade and Elusive. General Grievous with Impervium Plating, Shield Upgrade, Solus One, and Marksmanship. DIS T-81 from Siege of Coruscant. And then for the last ship rounding out the list, we've got DGS-047 with repulsor lift stabilizers, Kalani energy shell charges, and munitions failsafe. And then, for those keeping track, that means there's two factions left. And I only chose one of them. So, real quick, do you think I chose Rebels? Or do you think I chose Republic? Well, if you guessed a faction that starts with an R, you're correct. Good job. If you guessed Republic, I'm sorry, I didn't put together a Republic list. I actually put a Rebel list, and this one also has very few cards, much like the Empire list, and I'm fully okay with that. So what did I go with? I went with Battle Over Endor Wedge, Battle Over Endor Geena, Battle Over Endor Braylon, Battle Over Endor Gemmer, and Keo Venzi with Juke. And vectored cannons, because it's in there, in the Battle Over Endor. So, that's a list. And basically, again, if I hadn't already stated it, or even if I did, my brain's kind of all over the place. What I wanted was a bunch of different lists so that when I go to play X-Wing, I can just pull out a die, roll it, and pick a list based off of whatever the die result is, and know that I'm going to have a good time. It's also because I'm lazy and I don't want to keep pulling stuff out and putting stuff back together. Now, this might change as the GTs are announced and more are out there. But, yeah. So those are the ones that I went with. Now, why didn't I go with Republic? Well, I have a Republic list, but there's actually a couple reasons that I didn't go with it. One, my son Wesley, that's his main faction, and I'm still holding out hope that he'll join me for future tournaments and events, and so I didn't want to pull cards out that he might use. But mainly, there just wasn't a list that really... now, this is going to go against things I've said, so please take this with a grain of salt. But there wasn't a list that just jumped out at me as this I want to fly. Now, I'd still hold that if you take good pieces, good solid pieces in your faction, count to 20 with them, and fly them well, you can do okay at a tournament. I think I will always hold that, even if I'm wrong. Just because I don't know. I think the playtesters got some things right with this game, and I think the current points are a reflection of that. Now, you can disagree with me all you want. I don't particularly care at this point. Why don't I care right now? Well, as you know, I am going through a lot right now. And to top it all off, my oldest dog, her name was Casey. She was 12 and a half years old. And she had a cancerous tumor on her spleen rupture this week. And I'll tell you, I'm really quite torn up about it. So I'm doing this episode because I said that I would do an episode every 2 weeks. And I want to hold to that. I want to give you all something to listen to. But I'm super messed up about it. And it's affecting me in ways that I didn't think that it was going to. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about that. Going back to the GTs. All right, I said I wanted to talk about this some more. So, what can I tell you about the GTs? Well, I can tell you that I am working on planning a GT, actually two of them. And we're going to try to go for three in the SoCal area. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but the one that I am incredibly excited about is going to be located in San Pedro on the battleship Iowa. I'm currently working out all the details. I have a great working relationship with the battleship Iowa due to my Navy connections, so I'm hoping to leverage that. I'm hoping to leverage those connections with a local hotel to get reduced rates for those that may be traveling. I will let you know as we make progress. This episode is going to air April 25th, I believe. And this coming weekend, I will be going to the battleship Iowa with my co-conspirator in this. And we're going to check it out and try to work out some of the details and submit the application for AGT on the battleship Iowa. Now, we don't have everything worked out yet, but if this is something that you're interested in, please let me know in the comments or on the Discord. I'm excited to be a part of creating that. This is going to be a great distraction for me. We're looking at running it over President's Day weekend in February of 2025. So start penciling that in on your calendar. We'd love to have you out. Yeah, it's going to be epic. All right. I think that's all that I have to say for this episode. Again, apologies for the audio. I'm working on some settings on my microphone, and I don't know if I got it right or not. And apologies for it being all over the place. I've got a lot going on in my life, a lot of stressors, as we kind of already talked about. And it's all I can do to handle those and keep this podcast going at the same time, which is something that I want to do because this game is important to me, and I hope it's important to you. So with all that being said, let's head into our last segment. If you've made it this far, thank you very much for your time. It means a lot to me. Please consider leaving a review however you consume this podcast. It lets other people know why they should listen and tell your friends. Thank you to our patrons, who without this podcast would not be possible. As you know, I like to end each episode with a question, and this week's question is
the Iowa in your future X-Wing plans? This is Sailor Joe, signing off.
You're not alone.